This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. The global royal baby watch came to a close yesterday with the birth of the as-of-yet-named Prince of Cambridge. Crowds gathered outside of Buckingham Palace as soon as Duchess Kate was admitted to hospital yesterday. Despite the withering heat, they waited for the first official announcement to be placed on a public easel at the palace gates. In a last-minute decision, the news went out first on Twitter, where millions around the world read the announcement in climate-controlled comfort. Even the ancient line of royals knows how to play it in the social media age. Brady Carlson is NHPR's host of All Things Considered and our regular web culture analyst, here with plenty of examples of an internet gone gaga over the Fresh Prince. Hi, Brady.
Hi there.
Well, Brady, it's like 8 pounds, 6 ounces that stopped the world. I mean, the internet's known about this moment for some time. How's it reacting?
Well, it's come full force with plenty of memes, but I think actually that weight has led people to overthink what they were going to say. And it's kind of a weird feeling that you're hearing about the news of the world and you have to start thinking about what your public statement is going to be about it on Twitter. And I think some of the memes actually suffered from some of that overthinking. Mashable says, by the way, that the activity level was not quite as big as other major news events like the presidential election or the announcement of the new pope. But there was a lot of activity. There were quite a few memes based on other memes. There's always the brace yourselves meme that comes up, brace yourselves, the royal baby is coming. So that was one. And there were a number of responses that came out of the meme that's been circulating since the royal wedding, the one called Privileged Kate Middleton.
Oh.
For those who aren't familiar with it, it takes pictures of the royal couple out in public and gives them captions suggesting that they're mixing with the little people and sort of, without wanting to. There was a Privileged Kate Middleton meme that came out this week, where she says, "Your baby won't be royal, and you're still keeping it?" And there were some other recycled memes in other categories. There was a meme of Keanu Reeves where he ponders allegedly deep thoughts. And yesterday he said, "What if the royal baby was the same sort of baby as a non-royal baby?"
Well, so it's a bit snarky, a bit mean-spirited, as the internet can be. But I'm wondering about how it's taking off on Twitter now. I remember at the announcement, they had the royal fetus
royal
on
fetus,
Twitter,
right.
Which actually this week I noticed tweeted, "Even I'm getting sick of hearing about me." So any of the old fake Twitter handles popping up?
Yeah. Well, there was one I saw called "I Am Royal Baby," and that handle has several thousand followers already. It's a parody account, obviously. And it suggested that the baby should go by the name of His Royal Highness Prince Elvis of Cambridge, which I kind of like.
I had a lot of money on that.
Yeah, that was what I was going for.
Well, it's a huge event. Any celebrities or brands trying to jump in on the excitement, as happens?
I think the list would be shorter of the ones who aren't. The only truly inspired brand meme I saw was from Hostess, which posted, "This summer, a precious little bundle of sweetness was born, and Will and Kate also had their baby." It's a picture of a guy holding a Twinkie in like a swaddling blanket, which is disturbing, but also kind of clever.
Well, remember back to the royal wedding when everyone was clucking, on social media about Kate and William getting married, along with a lot of annoyance that this is such a big news event at all. Public opinion polls in Britain suggest a real resurgence of monarchists over Republicans. So what does the public opinion poll of the internet suggest?
Well, this is one of those things that's bifurcated, too. There are people on the web who are very interested in getting into it and people who are just disgusted by the whole thing. Because the internet is so personalizable, though, you can kind of go where you want to go. And in fact, the Guardian newspaper put a button up on their website. They have all of the royal baby news, but you can click there if it says, "Not a royalist." And if you click it, all of that news disappears. And actually what replaces it is English football news. But make that of what you will. But you can take all of that away if you want, just going through that filter. And there was a cute meme posted by someone clearly from the United States. It was a picture of a famous painting of George Washington. And it says something like, "We fought the American Revolution so we wouldn't have to pay attention to royal baby news."
Well, Brady, we have to close. But I'm just thinking that the The participatory internet gives people such a different perspective on the birth and even the birth of Prince William to Diana and Charles back in 1982. But I was asking myself today, is it the illusion of participation that people think that they're somehow in this because we can exchange and talk about it on social media?
I think there's definitely a feeling of inclusiveness now that you can weigh in on it, even if it's only a couple of people who ever actually read what you have to say. There's still a feeling that you're talking to an audience where before you were really just talking to yourself or whoever else was in the room. And that changes the way that you participate. It changes the way that you communicate, and it changes the way that you interact with the other people around you.
Brady Carlson, not a palace watcher, but our regular web culture analyst and NHPR's host of All Things Considered. Thanks so much.
You know, Prince Brady wouldn't be a bad name.
Not bad at all. I think we've got some rebranding to do. And you can find links to our favorite royal memes at wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you for listening today. If you did like what you heard, please pass it along by sharing links from our Facebook page to yours. And we invite you to share ideas with us, the worthwhile blogs, the interesting reads, upcoming events that have you talking. After all, the best stories are shared by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we'll be back with more tomorrow at 2, right here on NHPR.
Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, July 23rd. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple will release its third quarter earnings report today, and as usual, the news will be all about the iPhone, as in just how well it's still selling. Apple's smartphone and its iPad tablet are both in tech years, practically geriatric. When it comes to the bottom line, Apple has traditionally done best when it innovates. So the question is, can the company deliver a new and revolutionary gadget? Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
Apple is simply announcing how much money it made this quarter. Probably about $34 billion. Not bad, but analysts expect it will be the third consecutive quarter that the company's earnings decline.
What Wall Street wants to see, and I think the tech industry actually wants to see, is that Apple is still a thought leader over the next 6 months to 1 year.
Ameritrade analyst J.J. Kinahan says that Apple's success has been built on its ability to deliver innovative new products. And lately, that hasn't happened.
You know, an iPad to an iPad mini, there really isn't that much excitement about.
Any rumors of new products are so far just that.
Big rumors that seem the most reliable are a larger screen iPad and a cheaper iPhone.
Tech writer Brian S. Hall says that if Apple has created a mind-blowing Dick Tracy watch or some other magical device that could catapult the company's stock price, Apple would likely announce its arrival closer to Christmas. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.
Marketplace Tech is supported by Arizona State University Online, offering more than 60 undergraduate and graduate online degree programs at radio.asu.edu.
Nearly half a billion mobile phone SIM cards might be vulnerable to hacking. The security flaw was revealed by a researcher in Germany. First, a definition from Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. A SIM card is a what again?
A SIM card is a little chip that goes into mobile telephones to kind of represent your account number that allows the phone company to know who to bill telephone calls to, what phone number to display when a call is outgoing, and to identify itself to the network.
A hacker could send a special text message to a phone that's using one of these SIM cards. The phone generates an automated response back to the hacker, and in that response is the user's encrypted account information connected to their credit card.
The problem is it's using a very old encryption algorithm that he's able to break in only a few minutes. And of course, that account number allows you to place telephone calls as the user, receive telephone calls as the user, and potentially if you're on a pay-as-you-go account or something like that, even charge things to your account.
Wisniewski says the vulnerability could have global implications. Think mobile banking in Africa or hackers in Eastern Europe setting up fake charities to which unsuspecting users could send money from their phone. There are lots of possibilities. U.S. carriers like AT&T and T-Mobile use this SIM card technology. Most carriers are using tougher encryption on their SIM cards these days, but many others have yet to be updated. And leave it to the Norwegians to build a giant man-made sun that will give them light during the dark months of winter. The valley town of Rukin is pretty gloomy from September to March every year, thanks to its latitude and mountain shadows. But engineers are putting the finishing touches on the mirror project. Giant rectangular mirrors have been stuck on a mountainside above the town. They'll be controlled by a central computer, which will reflect 2,000 square feet of sunlight into the town square. It's a great idea. I just hope it has an off switch. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.